The question was asked, when should a person put on tefillin? So being that this is Machon Meir, and we're all in the process of growing, so we will address this from the Lechatzilah through the Bidiyevet. Obviously, every person is supposed to daven every morning and put on tefillin with Kriya Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. Sometimes a person finds himself in a scenario where he did not put on his tefillin in the morning. So then a person can technically put them on all day. The first minute a person remembers, he should put them on, provided that he's clean. Because otherwise people end up forgetting and missing a day of tefillin. So even though technically, halachically, it would be preferable that a person should don them for mincha if he missed them in the morning, but experience proves that people end up forgetting that way. And so if a person did not put them on in the morning for Kriya Shema and Shachris, he should put them on right away with a bracha and say Kriya Shema, even though technically you no longer have the mitzvah Shema, but you'll at least do that mitzvah while you wear the tefillin and then wrap them up. So that's the way a person should behave, even though you're right, technically if he missed them for Shachris, then there is a basis for him putting them on for Mincha. I say, don't wait for Mincha. So many times, so many people tell me they forgot, they meant to put them on for Mincha, and then they found themselves in Shul, they missed Shkia, they missed putting on the tefillin. So that doesn't work for most people today. So we put on tefillin as soon as we remember, because we have a mitzvah to don them every day. Let's say a person did not put them on, and he sees the sun setting. So run home and put them on. Now what happens after the sun sets? So technically, Lailo Lav's Man Mitzvah's Tefillin. The night is not a time that we put on tefillin, but it's not prohibited, it's just not a mitzvah. So we're not certain exactly at which minute the nighttime begins. It might begin right as the sun set, and it might begin a minute later, or 3 minutes later, 7 minutes later, 13 minutes later, 23 minutes later, 25 minutes later, 33 minutes later, 35 minutes later, 45 minutes later, 72, 90 minutes. Different shittos when exactly the nighttime begins. So we don't know exactly. So if a person did not put on tefillin in the daytime, so he should kick himself and do better next time. And for the first 7 minutes after Shkia, he should definitely rush to put them on. For the first 9 minutes after Shkia, for the first 11 minutes, for the first 13 minutes, and I would even say for the first 35 minutes, even though that goes against the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, now there is a halachic basis, put them on without a bracha. Once Shkia passed, technically you missed the mitzvah. But what? We're not exactly certain at which second nighttime begins. So it could be there is a chance you still got the mitzvah. According to Minhag Eretz Yisrael, there's no point in putting them on after 23 minutes. But I would say to still, a person could still put them on because you put them on for a minute. You just you might get the mitzvah. But here in Eretz Yisrael, without a bracha. Once it's after Shkia, without a bracha.
Okay, so any time after Shkia, without a bracha?
Without a bracha. And I would say that you should try to get it in within the first 7 minutes after Shkia. Preferably within the first minute. Every minute you go, you're losing.
I've lost you here.
So let me explain. When the sun sets, when we say Shkia, usually we're working with a calendaric Shkia. You don't see the sun. So the real Shkia depends on when the ball of the sun went beneath the horizon. That depends on how much humidity there is in the air. That depends on where you're located, how high and low you are above or below sea level. So there's no calendar that can accurately tell you down to the minute when Shkia is. We use the calendar, but we abuse the calendar. Really, we should always take a 3 to 4 minute gap in favor of the fact that we don't know exactly when Shkia is. And we should always ensure that we finish things 4 minutes beforehand. But that can have an effect or a benefit, meaning the first 4 minutes after Shkia, there is the possibility that maybe I'm on a higher than sea level. I'm in Har Nof, I'm at the top of a mountain. Should know, even in Har Nof, I watched the sunset, and it's very close to accurate with the calendar. I mean, you could say there's a few seconds gap, but it's not 4 minutes.
Meaning don't say it with a bracha anytime.
No bracha after Shkia, no.
No. You're saying something about beginning. Now, in terms of daven, if you're going to daven mincha, you have daven mincha yet, so you put on the tefillin without a bracha, but mincha in and of itself, do you have to start shmona before Shkia, or as long as you finish it after, you can...
The generally accepted opinion is the opinion of the Magen Avraham that you have to conclude it,
before.
But if you don't, you don't have to kick yourself. There is the Aruch HaShulchan that says that's also okay.
As long as you begin it.
Correct.
Okay.
One can rely on the Aruch HaShulchan when necessary. I wouldn't, because it's a big chiddush that he said. And his proofs, to my mind, are weak. The proofs that he brings for his opinion. I have questions on his proofs, but he's still a very, very big rabbi. Let's put it this way. My rabbi's Rebbe, Rav Pesin Zatzal's Rebbe, got smicha from the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah, that's, you know, okay. So my Rebbe's Rebbe got his smicha from him. So who am I to talk? Yeah.
Would there be any room at any time to say the bracha without Shema Malchut, just to be somewhere on the side of caution?
I don't think you benefit anything from that, but you could. I guess you could, yeah.
Without Shem and Malchut,
yeah.
How would you say it?
Baruch Hashem Kiddushan Min Sotav Etzivanu Danech Tverin.
Are you saying it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another request.
That's a new